True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Coming up at 1 p.m. on the Richmond Commander, the official AWOD Radio Washington Commanders 2025 schedule release predictions. I have a full 18-game schedule plus a bye week on hand. I will reveal it to you today at 1 p.m. Lane Casadante to run around local sports here in Richmond, Virginia at 1:30. We'll get into the lottery results on the fast break with AWOD after that, and then Ethan Cadeau to join us to talk Caps at 2:30. Are the Caps cooked? Down 3-1, returning home against the Carolina Hurricanes after that 5-2 defeat yesterday. AWOD here. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. We got Stubb running the ones and twos, as always, behind the glass. And Stubb, the weather is awful today, and it is supposed to just continue to rain and rain and rain and rain. It's literally raining cats and dogs. Like, this is how they made that up, because it's raining like this. It's unbelievable.
It's been a weird May.
It has been.
It's nonstop with, oh, wow, I'm looking ahead, and it's days.
Dude, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's not supposed to stop till 2 a.m. today.
I'm seeing
crazy.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, all chance of rain.
It will stop today at 1 a.m. and then pick up again at 12 noon tomorrow, right when the show starts. Just, you know, it was supposed to be April showers that give us the May flowers.
Well, April showers bring May showers.
Yeah, I guess
so. It
rained
all April, too.
I mean, just awful weather. Just so bad. Like, I was just getting soaked yesterday. I got soaked this morning. I hate it so much, especially because of the inconsistency. Like, we just had great weather last week. And you know what's coming up this weekend?
It's River Rock. I know.
It sucks. If it rains for Andy Frasco, I'm going to hurt somebody. I've been waiting all year for Andy Frasco. Can't wait for that. River Rock is so much fun.
This would be brutal. Yeah. I love River Rock. It's like the best event in Richmond every year.
It really is, especially when you get like the water competitions there, the dog jumping.
Yep.
Andy Frasco puts on a freaking show. He's like one of my favorites. I've only seen him once before.
You're going to get another bobblehead with your face on it?
Yeah, of course. If State Farm's there again. I've went to Friday Cheers last week. Anytime Browns Island's open like that, and there's, you know, a concert, free or pay, I'm always down there. It's one of my favorite things about Richmond is just the open air festival there, and you get to walk around with the food trucks, and there's places to sit. You can bring a chair. Just fantastic, and the weather's trying to ruin my summer. I always say summers in Richmond and when it's great weather, you could argue it's as good as any place in the East Coast because you got everything. You need a beach? We got the river. And we got Texas Beach.
We got the river.
We got the river, baby. I'm hanging out on the rocks having a blast. I love summers in Richmond when we have good weather. There's so much to do. You got outdoor festivals. You got Watermelon Festival. You got concerts. You got great patios and rooftop bars. We just need some damn solid weather. That has not happened this week, and I don't know if it's going to happen anytime soon. I was reading an article on CBS. I mean, they're predicting, get ready for your umbrellas. It's not going to stop anytime soon. Stubb, did you have any local stories that you wanted to get to here in Richmond on the show today? Or do you want me to just bitch about the Caps, the Wizards, and the Washington Nationals? Because that was top 10 worst day in D.C. sports history. I've been kind of trying to avoid it, not get to it here, because I know I'm torn up inside by the whole thing. I get so emotional about being a D.C. sports fan. And we'll start with the Washington Wizards, Stubb, because what was the tank for? You wasted 365 days of my life. I had to watch Kyle Kuzma lose 60 games on purpose. I had to watch this team not compete. I had to watch this team get blown out. I had to stop watching them because it was so awful. And they end up with the worst record, and we get the sixth pick in the draft. And then we talk about the Washington Capitals, who I kind of conceded the series at the end of the show yesterday because I just felt like we were not going to be the better team on the ice. The Canes outskated us in game one, they won. They outskated us in game two, we stole it. They outskated us in game three, they won. They outskated us in game four, and they blew us out. And it's just so frustrating because Alex Ovechkin hasn't been playing good, and he get power play goal, but he hasn't been great skating on the 5-on-5. John Carlson's not been good. The older veterans that have been such a huge part of impact players on this team this season, it's almost like this long, grueling NHL season has been too much for them, and they've broken down. The rest of the machine that never breaks hasn't been good enough. And then last night, the Washington Nationals getting walked off by the Atlanta Braves. It was just, you know, stab me once, that's on me. Stab me twice, Stubb, that's on you. Stab me three times, I'm going to lose my freaking mind on the radio the next morning. My heart was ripped into pieces last night three different times. And they all affected me differently. I mean, this is just a one of 162 for the Washington Nationals. But it stung because they got two in the top of the ninth to tie it. And you're thinking, man, maybe DC will get lucky and catch a break for once. Or the Washington Wizards. I mean, I was stunned, Stubb. When they said Wizards get number six, I was like, well, that just cannot be correct. It can't be correct. It can't be. It has to be rigged. It's not fair. We got to call Chase Hughes. I thought Chase Hughes came on this damn show 3 months ago and told us we were promised a top five pick. I didn't think six was possible when you finished with the worst record in basketball. I mean, just one of the worst nights in DC sports history. Just rocked me last night. So frustrating. And so here we are. Here we are. The Capitals about to have their season ended. There's nothing to look forward to about the Wizards with the number six pick. We went from Cooper Flagg to rumored we're going to get Con Knupel. Are you kidding me?
It was the second worst record in the league.
What was the second worst record in the league?
The Washington. Utah did have a worse record at the end.
I thought we tied with 18.
Nah, Utah had 17.
But the percentages were all 14%. That's the new rule.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Every team had 14%. Well, that's why it feels like it was rigged. Because somebody actually did the math. I wrote this down. The percentage chances of it being Dallas 1, San Antonio 2, Philadelphia 3, in that order, was 0%. 0.0114% that's happened. It just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. 14% chance to get the number one overall pick, end up with pick six. The system is broken. They tried to fix it. They tried to adjust it. It's stupid. You know what you should do? Just have the worst teams play against each other instead of the ping pong balls. Because this feels more rigged than when the Knicks got Patrick Ewing or when the Cleveland Cavaliers got LeBron James.
It's not like people stopped tanking.
It's just
like that's so not helping with that at all.
The Dallas Mavericks were an embarrassment of the NBA. They were a joke of a team because their GM traded their one star in Luka Doncic, and you're going to reward them with the next star in Cooper Flagg. And oh yeah, the Lakers were involved, right? Here's the real truth if you want to get down to it, all right? The NBA doesn't need the Washington Wizards. They don't need the one-time champion 1978 Washington Bullets championship. They don't care about Washington. They don't need our ratings. They don't need us. They never have needed us. They don't want us. You know what the NBA cares about? The NBA cares about the franchises that make them money. That's Boston. That's New York. That's LA.
I mean, the
and
Knicks
Chicago
were,
when they had the Bulls.
The Knicks were bad forever.
It doesn't matter. They've tried to help them over and over again by giving them number one overall pick or helping them secure a trade for our Carmelo Anthony from the Denver Nuggets. The Knicks always get help. Boston always gets help. The Lakers always get help. The NBA just looks at Washington as a mid-major market. They don't care about us. That's why they haven't helped us out. We got the number one overall pick, Kwame Brown, worst number one overall pick ever. Ever. And then they gave us John Wall because Gilbert Arenas screwed over his knee and they felt bad for us. That's the one time they've ever given us anything.
I feel like they wouldn't have given San Antonio Wemby then.
What do you mean? San Antonio famously made the greatest French basketball player of all time in Tony Parker. They awarded him the next great French player on purpose because they knew it would work out with Greg Popovich. The NBA is so calculated. It's the most calculated league in all of pro sports. And Adam Silver is a buffoon running the show, and he's awarding the Dallas Mavericks for their stupidity. Awarding them for their stupidity. And oh yeah, San Antonio got pick number two. And you know what? Pick number three, another franchise that they like. They love to help out Philadelphia. Why did Philadelphia, with Joel Embiid, who couldn't even play a freaking game this year, and a team that should have been in the playoffs, who didn't try to tank but lost games because they suck, they end up getting the number three overall pick?
Well, if Josh Harris is happy, I'm happy.
He wants out of there. He doesn't want to be involved in that anymore. He wants to put all his money into a team that's actually good. But it's just so stupid here. 18-64. 18-64, and we get the sixth overall pick. We're picking behind teams that won 30 games.
39.
That doesn't make any sense. San Antonio won 34, and they're pick number two. The NBA is awarding the franchises that will help them out with the ratings. They don't care about Washington. They've always viewed Washington as a football town. This is because of the three Super Bowl championships. They don't care about anything the Bullets did, anything the Wizards franchise has ever done. The NBA only cares about their major markets. We're not included in one of them. They don't care about us. They just completely screwed over Washington with this six overall pick. This is the draft that only the first three picks are any good. And number one's the generational player that went to Duke. And you're sending him to Dallas. So stupid. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now, at 105.1 FM, always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today. Anywhere you get your apps at, it's AUDACY. That's AUDACY. Gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. You can take radio with you on the road with the free Odyssey app. Joining us right now to run around local sports here in Richmond, Virginia, on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline from CBS 6, Lane Casadante. What's up, Lane?
Adam, good afternoon. How is everyone?
We are struggling today because I thought last night was one of the top 10 worst nights in D.C. sports history. It started with the Wizards tanking for nothing and getting the number 6 overall pick. Then I turn on the Caps. They're down 2-0. They lose 5-2. And then the Nats get walked off by the Braves. So it's been a struggle for me today, man.
Now, are you sure the Wizards were tanking? You sure they weren't just that bad?
See, that's what I told myself, is that they were losing on purpose. But now I don't know. I mean, where do we go from here? We went from maybe getting Cooper Flagg to maybe getting Con Knupel. It's just awful.
Yeah, I did notice. I kept watching last night, and I didn't see the actual lottery. But when I saw that Dallas got the first pick, I'm like, oh, okay, that's interesting. And I said, well, the Wizards must be picking second. No, third. No, fourth. No, all the way down to sixth. And I'm like, this team just does not have very good mojo right now, because to play the way they played all season long and only be picking sixth just doesn't seem right.
No, it just feels really unfair. And, Will Dawkins, the general manager, he said after the lottery, we started the day with zero picks. We walked away with pick number 6. So that's the mindset we have. That sucks.
Well, he's not wrong, but he's not. But he's not exactly inspired either.
No.
So I mean, you need two or three players in the modern day NBA at least, and you need two or three big names. And until they find a way to turn it around, hey, listen. We were having the exact same conversations about the Commanders 2 years ago, too. So while the NBA draft is a little bit different, it still can be done with the right culture, with the right people, and with a couple of breaks here and there. And I think basketball is easier to turn around than football is, because you have a much smaller roster.
I hope you're right, man, because I started to talk myself into believing that Cooper Flagg would be the next great thing here in D.C. sports, and now they'll be sending him to Dallas. And that's the other thing, is no team deserved Cooper Flagg less than Nico Harris and the Dallas Mavericks, and I'm still upset about that.
But think about Dallas basketball right now. They are going to have Cooper Flagg and Paige Bueckers next year.
Mm.
I mean, if you like hoops in Texas, you're not going to have an excuse to miss any games, because those are two of the best players we've seen come through the college pipeline, in the last couple of years. Anyway, they are both incredibly fun to watch.
Then the Washington Capitals, see, they lose game one. It was unfortunate. It was a close game. I thought they were outskated in game two, but they got the victory. They get blown out in game three, and then game four, just 2-goal deficit, it feels like, is too much for this team to climb out of.
Well, and you see, and I don't know that, obviously, because of our proximity and because of how closely we all follow the Capitals, I think that by nature, we may not be giving the Hurricanes enough credit.
Yeah.
Because that's a real good team, too. And they had a real good they don't have a higher seed. I know the Capitals were their higher seed because the Capitals were the division champs, right? They didn't. Please refresh my memory. Did the Capitals win the President's Cup?
No, but they won the division, and Carolina was second in the division.
Right. Okay. So there is that, but Carolina is still a really, really good team. So, you know, the margin for error at this time of the season is really, really small. And what Washington may have been able to get away with in regular season games against like the Islanders or, you know, somebody else, they're not getting away with now. I was stunned last night, and I guess it stands to reason because we haven't really heard his name. Last night was Ovechkin's first point of the series. That's never going to get you very far when it takes him four games just to get on the scoreboard in any way, shape, or form, considering the season that he had. So whatever the Hurricanes are doing to counter what they saw in the regular season against the Capitals is clearly working.
Run around local sports here in the 804 with CBS 6's sports director Lane Casadante. And, you know, when you drive by the Diamond, you can legit see the skeleton for CarMax Park. It's really cool. I had a listener ask me a question, and I don't want to put you on the spot here, but he was asking, has there been any talk to, with the new stadium, maybe the Nationals become the affiliate instead of across the country with the San Francisco Giants?
It, obviously, there's a lot of people that are keeping an eye on that because that's all up to Major League Baseball now. That's not up to the Nationals. That's not up to Lou DiBella and the Squirrels. Major League Baseball handles all of the affiliations right now, and you kind of knew that they weren't going to be as they were going to be hesitant with a new group moving in when the Squirrels and Parney and everybody did back in 2010. Okay. Let's see how they handle Richmond, because Richmond is the biggest market in the Eastern League, and it's a significant market on the East Coast, and for decades was a very good and thriving market in AAA baseball. But, you know, the Braves had to leave. That building was out of date, you know, 15, 20 years ago. So now, okay, let's see how the Squirrels do. Oh, look what they've done. Oh, look what they're building. I would think Major League Baseball would seriously consider making Richmond a AAA market again. The Nats would make the most sense. Teams have a little bit of input into how this goes, but all of these decisions now come directly from New York City. And honestly, I think, you know, it's kind of like we always wondered when JMU was going to jump up to, you know, Division I FCS football. Well, they needed a new stadium, or they needed to revamp Bridgeforth, and they really, really needed a new basketball arena. They got it, and now they're in the Sun Belt. And I think the same thing might be considered for Richmond. Clearly, this organization knows how to run a team here. Clearly, they have made an impact in the community over the last 15 years. Now they have a home, and they have facilities, and they have a ballpark that's, you know, up to code, so to speak, and up to, you know, modern day standards. And I would think Major League Baseball would take a serious look at maybe making this a AAA market again.
Yeah, I'd love that. Lane with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline from CBS 6. Lane, my partner Michael Phillips began his show by publicly begging his boss to send him to Madrid. Have you ever been to Europe, or are you planning to go for Commanders Dolphins?
I was talking with a couple of people about that this morning. I've been to Europe several times, never for work. And I obviously, when I read that, it was in a Spanish newspaper first.
Yeah.
Right. And then, you know, it's, oh, Madrid. And then I kind of looked at the date. It's a tough day for us around here with high school and college football being in playoffs at that point. However, you know, this isn't their first international game. I know they played the Bengals in London a few years ago, but I mean, to go to Spain and to be, would this be the first game ever played in Spain for the NFL?
I think so. I can't confirm that, but I do think so. Yeah.
I mean, that's the, one of the things people ask, you know, what's the best part of your job? And the best part of the job is really, you know, being able to witness history. And it's sports history. You know, we're not watching people, you know, conquer nations or, you know, sign everything into law. And but, we get to watch sports history firsthand. And that would be the really cool part of being able to go over there, is being a part of the NFL's first game and seeing the reaction from the Spanish fans and getting, you know, seeing how excited they are to have the teams over there. They probably don't know Jaden Daniels from Charlie Daniels over there. But, you know, it would be interesting to see their reaction to American football and to, you know, the NFL wanting to be a part of their culture in a small way as well. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen because that runs into money, and that's why Michael was making his pitch this morning, because everything comes down to money. But it would be cool to go.
Absolutely. I need a photo of Jaden Daniels throwing a pass to Jude Bellingham of Real Madrid. Lane, what is the biggest story for you guys today on CBS6?
Oh, let's think here. Well, we're still trying to unpack a little bit of what we saw at rookie camp over this past weekend with the Commanders. I mean, they didn't do a heck of a lot. It was a chance to put on the uniform. It was a chance to work with the coaches. It was a chance to see what, you know, what they're working with. It was really cool to see Gabe Taylor up there, Sean Taylor's little brother, out of Rice, who I think ran a 4.38 at his pro day. And that's nothing, you know, that obviously got him interest from several teams, but he kind of wants to bring it back home. And if it's going to work, he would like it to work in D.C., where it works so well for his brother. We have Markell Dabney, a standout from Huguenot High School, is going to be announcing his college choice this afternoon. We're watching the skies and seeing if the Squirrels are going to have a game tonight, because I know they will do everything they can. They'll build an arc if it means they can play tonight. So we're kind of watching that as well.
Absolutely. Stubb did confirm that this would be the league's first ever regular season game in Spain, with the Commanders taking on the Dolphins. Lane, always appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
All right, Adam. Thanks for having me. Have a great week, everybody.
That is Lane Casadante from CBS6 here in town, sports director. Follow him on social media, Lane C TV Sports. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. The Washington Wizards entered last night's NBA lottery with a 14% chance of picking number one overall. But because of the stupid lottery system, which needs to be called out, and it's being called out on radio and television shows across America today, because the Dallas Mavericks, the most undeserving team in NBA history, got the number one overall pick at Cooper Flagg the same year their dumb GM change trades Luka Doncic to the Lakers for a bag of chips and Anthony Davis. So stupid. Needs to be called out. But because of the stupid system, Washington had not just a 14% chance of getting the number one overall pick, but a 50% chance of getting either pick five or six. And that just doesn't make any sense. And the way the NBA draft lottery works is stupid, and it's so old school, and it doesn't make any sense. And the reason they don't show the ping pong balls is just so they can rig it, just like they rigged it so that the Knicks would get Patrick Ewing back in the day. They rigged it so that Akron's own LeBron James would be drafted by the Cleveland Cavaliers. They rigged it so that the Dallas Mavericks got Cooper Flagg, the great white hope to replace the great white hope that was Luka Doncic. I mean, you just can't convince me that it's not rigged, because the odds that last night ends up with Dallas at number one, San Antonio at two, Philadelphia at three, in that order, was 0%. It was 0.0114%. I'll tell you, that's not very good percent chance that that happens. That tells me that that happens one time and every 10,000 times they do the lottery, right? That's what 0.0114% means. It's just so stupid. The Washington Post with the article today: tanks for nothing. Thanks for nothing, NBA. Tanks for nothing. The Wizards tanked, lost on purpose, and up with the number six overall pick. While the Dallas Mavericks, who had a 1.8% chance, will get the number one overall selection. And it is so annoying, because they did everything right. They actually tanked. You know, for years, for almost a decade, this team was hovering between the pick 16 and pick 20 and 22, because they were a borderline playoff team year after year after year. They were a 5 seed. They were a 6 seed. They were a 4 seed. They were a 7 seed. They were in an 8 seed with Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal, and they haven't gotten back to the postseason since then. But the problem was, in the years they weren't making the playoffs, they were winning 38, 40 games. They were almost making the play-in tournament. Because of that, they were not getting a top pick. Last year, in a draft class that meant nothing because nobody was any good, we got the second overall pick with Atlanta getting number one. And then this year, when there's actually talent there, we get the sixth pick. What about Victor Wembanyama? He could have been a franchise-changing piece. Nope, he went to the Spurs. Wizards didn't get close to the number one overall pick. Sixth pick. One of the worst nights in D.C. sports history. And I don't see how the Wizards recover from this. Like, I told you guys yesterday, I would be fine, as much as I wanted number one and believed that they needed Cooper Flagg to get the fan base excited again, to sell tickets, to sell merchandise, to have a legit home court advantage there at Capital One Arena in Chinatown. But I truly believed, with the president and GM, Michael Winger and Will Dawkins, that they had the right people in charge, that as long as they had a top three pick, they were going to get the franchise-changing piece that would help this team get back into the postseason over the next 3 years. Because you have Cooper Flagg, you have Harper, and you have Ace Bailey, the two kids out of Rutgers, and Cooper Flagg. At number six, the talent level, the drop-off. Stubb, that's like the Wizards were the Steelers, like hoping for Aaron Rodgers. Hoping for Aaron Rodgers, they get the sixth pick. That's like Zach Wilson. That's like the comparison I'm saying here. The Cooper Flagg would have been Aaron Rodgers. He could have been the Jaden Daniels. Now we end up with some project that probably should have spent another 2 years in college, but has chosen the NBA to live out his lifelong dream, even though he's probably going to be bounced from the league in 5 or 6 years because he's not good enough.
I think Cooper Flagg's a bit better than Aaron Rodgers.
Maybe. But the drop-off is from Aaron Rodgers to Zach Wilson, from Cooper Flagg to like Con Canupel. It's just the guys that are rumored to go number six, they're not good enough to start on a lot of teams that are in the NBA. And like, that's what the drop off is, just dramatic. The top three picks, I think, were a tier above everybody else that'll be coming out in this year's NBA draft. We went from drafting, you know, a superstar to we're going to get a guy that might be a 3-and-D. We're going to get a guy that might be, you know, might have future Sixth Man of the Year award on his accomplishments instead of a future Hall of Famer. That's how bad this draft was, this lottery was for the Washington Wizards. Just completely screwed us so badly. 18 wins. I had to watch this team lose on purpose. I had to watch Kyle Kuzma, Jordan Poole, with the hope that eventually we would have a new star here in D.C. Well, I don't know. Maybe now we have to pick up the phone and call Milwaukee. And I didn't want Giannis, but now we have to call Milwaukee and offer 6 and 18 for Giannis. I don't understand. You know, do we have the audio of Will Dawkins here? Let's take a listen to Will Dawkins, who was being interviewed by David Aldridge after the pick, and they talked about this. You could hear in his voice how upset he is. You can hear in the question from David Aldridge how it's hard to imagine the Wizards stick with their plan now. It's hard to imagine the Wizards can stick with their plan. They have to kind of adjust now. Stubb, we got the audio. Let's take a listen to Will Dawkins.
Well, I don't have anything intelligent to ask you other than just there is a process that y'all have been committed to and have not skipped any steps. At the end of that process is supposed to be some sort of reward, incentive. Yeah. For doing things the way you're supposed to do them. And I just wonder, like, this, I know you're like six, but you weren't working for six. You know what I mean?
I think the important piece is when we came in, we knew there was a 50% chance that you get 5 or 6. So you're going into the lottery odds knowing that that's most likely where you're going to be. And it's a game of chance. But like you said, this rebuild that we're on, like, we're still taking the bases of it. So there will be more and more rewards at the end of the tunnel. But I think six is a reward for where we're at right now. And we'll be able to use it and make our team better.
I don't see this team getting better. In fact, I don't think they win 20 games next season. Because that's the only, like, if I was the general man, if I were in charge of the Wizards, I'm tanking again for next year, for A.J. Dubonsky, for the next number one overall pick. You need a superstar. That's why you tanked to get the number one overall pick, to get the next generation's Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Michael Jordan, not to get some, you know, Paul Pierce wannabe. We're getting a number. We're getting nobody with number six overall. Nobody's going to change the fortunes of this franchise at the number six overall pick. Just completely screwed over the Washington Wizards franchise because the lottery results sucked. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Look, I know there are some Wizards fans here in Richmond. I hear you guys. You reach out to me all the time, say you love when we talk Wizards. I know this is a college basketball town. There's a big UVA fan base, Virginia Tech fan base, and, of course, proud to be the home for the VCU Rams, and also a lot of Spiders fans listen to the show as well. But I just don't know how the Wizards make it out of this hole now with the number six overall pick. I think they have to tank again. I think they have to. The only way they officially turn this thing around is to win the lottery, get the number one overall pick, get that franchise-changing player to go with the young guys, or you have to explore the idea of a blockbuster trade possibility. And we've already heard that the Celtics are going to be looking to really manage their roster over the offseason, maybe even trade Jaylen Brown. We'll see how that changes with the injury to Jason Tatum. We don't know if anything further, but it feels like it's an Achilles injury that will knock him out for the postseason. We've heard Giannis is exploring options to leave the Milwaukee Bucks. There's going to be blockbuster trade opportunities this year. Absolutely. Do the Washington Wizards decide to move away from the plan and try to work a trade? Because the plan failed. The plan of poop for Coop. The plan of, you know, tank for Ace Bailey to pull the ace out of your sleeve. It failed. It failed miserably because you got number six when you needed a top three pick. So I just don't know if they can stick with the plan. I don't know how you stick with the plan anymore. I think you have to change the plan. And it's unfortunate because the plan was the plan, damn it. And that's why I believed in this general manager and this front office for the Wizards, because they had a plan. They weren't like the previous front office with Ernie Grunfeld. No plan Ernie. Tommy Shepard using Ernie's plans that he found in a closet. We had no plans. And then the plan that we had, it didn't work out. It failed. So what do you do? Do you adjust the plan? Do you stick with it? Because how many games can they sell tickets to when this team's winning 9 home games a season? It's awful. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Lewis tweets me, AWOD, I don't think this is a top 10 day in DC sports history. The only really bad thing was the Caps losing. The NBA lottery is a TV show and not a game that doesn't affect our lives. I completely disagree. The NBA lottery was the culmination of an 82-game regular season where our team won only 18 games, and everybody that was watching was pissed off. And then the Caps lost, and oh yeah, their season's cooked now because they're down 3-1 against the Canes, who have outskated them in every game, and the Nats got walked off by the Braves. In my mind, this was one of the worst nights in DC sports history. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Stubb came in today and he said, AWOD, I want to make you a montage so that you will never forget where you were, when you were, May 12th, 2025. Let's take a listen.
In 7.
Dallas.
Congratulations to the Dallas Mavericks for winning the first pick in the 2025 NBA Draft. We will now draw for the second pick.
Smiles politely. Picking 6th, the Washington Wizards.
And now the 3-2. Slider, ground ball up the middle. It's a base into the center field. Alex Verdugo, the walk-off hit on a fastball, gives the Braves a dramatic 4-3 win.
And with 9:36 to go in the first, Carolina strikes first. It's 1-0. Fin off the glove, finished off by Jarvis. It's 2-0 Carolina. All along for the Washington blue line in, Taylor Hall makes it 3-1 Carolina. First points of the Stanley Cup playoffs is a backbreaker for Washington. 4-2 Carolina. All Carolina now at 5-2. Carolina pulls away at the end and picks up a 5-2 victory here in game 4 to push Washington to the brink in this second round Stanley Cup playoff matchup.
Well done, Stubb. Well done. Well done. Well done. Let's put that out as a podcast as well for anybody else that wants to be involved in the misery that is a DC sports fan. I can't even put into words, Stubb, my reaction last night. Like, so the lottery starts at like pick 14, 13, 12. Like, there, I noticed immediately that picker 11 or 10 wasn't the Dallas Mavericks. And all of a sudden I perked up. I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? What's going on here?
That's odd.
All right. Then the San Antonio Spurs and the Sixers jumped up. And I'm like, what the heck is going on here? And it just kept going. Pick 8. Pick 7. And then when they said Washington at pick 6, I could not believe it. I'm stunned. Like, stunned.
Oh,
shocked. I'm ready to break things in my house. I grabbed my remote and I threatened to throw it against the TV. And instead, I just pounded the damn floor in my own apartment complex. So upset. I couldn't believe it. 6? It just doesn't even seem real. Like, I need to find out more information about this. Because from what we were told, we know we had a 14%. Yes. We knew we had a 14% chance of getting number one. And I didn't think that was very likely. But I was like, I was pretty much guaranteeing a top 3 or a top 4 or a top 5. But 6? 6 is awful. You know who was the 6th overall pick? Jan Vesely. That's the last time we had the 6th overall pick. You're not getting anything good at number 6 overall in the NBA draft. Oh my God. Just so freaking awful. I've got a list here of the all the number six overall picks in NBA history. I don't recognize very many of these names. I'll give him Damian Lillard in 2012. Nerlens Noel, he's out of the league. Marcus Smart, he's a backup. Willie Cauley-Stein, don't think he's still playing. Buddy Hield, he's bounced around. He's definitely coming off the bench for the Warriors. Jonathan Isaac, Mo Bamba, Josh Giddey. Who are these guys? Emo Udoka, Danilo Gallinari, Brandon Roy. Brandon Roy had a dang good career. You're not getting really good talent at number six overall. I really think you could have actually maybe had the better pick at two or three. Because I do think that they're like Cooper Flagg has the highest ceiling, but he might have a lower floor than the two Rutgers guys who are just absolute ballers. I mean, it's weird to say that the best two players outside of Duke's Cooper Flagg went to Rutgers, but check out the money in that athletic department. That's why you'll see they went to Rutgers. Ace Bailey is going to be a freaking boss. He plays like a mix of LeBron James and Kevin Durant. He's not falling to number six. We're screwed. What are we going to do? Awful monster for A.J. Jabonsta next year? Go get BYU's star player when he comes out? I mean, I don't want to watch the team play anymore. I don't want to watch the games. I've already suffered enough. I thought we were going to get a top three pick. Just killed me last night. And then the Caps. Like, literally, as soon as I turned off the lottery, the Canes put the second goal in on the Caps. And it was 2-0. As soon as I turned it off. Just so bad. And then I turned on the Nats, and I see the Nats score in the ninth. And then the Braves walked them off and win it in the bottom of the ninth. I mean, thank goodness we have Jaden Daniels. If we didn't have Jaden Daniels, Stubb, could you imagine doing this radio show? I mean, my goodness. Why would people listen to this? Negativity, I guess. You like to vent?
VCU basketball did pretty good.
VCU basketball did pretty good. We got VCU basketball. We got the Washington Commanders.
You do not have the Squirrels this
season. I think the Hokies might surprise people.
I'd love it to. They sure didn't.
Is 7 wins going to surprise people? Because that'd probably be my prediction.
Oh, Kyron Drones plays every
Maybe
game.
Maybe UVA basketball will win another national championship with Ryan Odom. How about that? I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Are the Caps cooked? Can the team that won the division, that is the greatest goal scorer of all time, that had the best regular season they've had since 2018, can they win 3 straight games and come back and advance in 7 over the Hurricanes? If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.